In the aftermath of the attack on the French satirical paper Charlie Hebdo in January, France's government put forth a series of proposals dramatically extending its surveillance powers. It was referred to at the time as the French Patriot Act.
Today, France's parliament has passed its own intelligence act.
It's been dubbed the French Patriot Act.
That bill passed and went into effect. But in May, while the bill's future was uncertain, I spoke with Clémence Bechtart, a Paris-based lawyer for the International Federation for Human Rights, who was concerned about the potential consequences and disappointed by the degree of popular support.
It's true that we would have more expected such piece of legislation coming out from the Sarkozy administration than from the Hollande administration. But on these considerations, there seems to be a political unanimity in France saying that security is more important than the respect of individual liberties and freedoms.
Now that unanimity is once again rearing its head. After the terrorist attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago, French President François Hollande declared an immediate state of emergency, which the French Parliament quickly extended for 3 months, drawing comparisons yet again to the Patriot Act. Clémence Bechtart rejoins us. Clémence, welcome back to On the Media.
Thank you. Hello.
Tell me what state of emergency means.
Well, it enables the French executive power to have very extended powers without the control of a judge, arrests, house searches. François Hollande has asked the approval of the French Parliament to enact this state of emergency for 3 more months, and it has been adopted by the Parliament last week. We understand that there's a great fear after the Paris attacks, but we think that these measures are, in reality, very dangerous.
And yet there is no outcry to speak of. Tell me how on board the electorate is with these measures.
Well, recent polls show that an extreme majority of the French population is in favor of these measures.
When all of the arrests took place, my first thought was, wow, the French police and security forces are very good at what they do. Is there any evidence that this was a mere roundup?
Well, this state of emergency means that under the pretext of these attacks, police officers without any control of judges have been able to proceed to arrests, to house searches, to assign people to their residence. And we don't know, of course, if there is any evidence against these people. And of course, there is a tremendous risk that the Muslim population in France will be exclusively targeted by these measures.
Have there been polls of the Muslim community in France, especially the suburbs of Paris, to get its sense of these new measures?
No, there haven't been. What we have is media trying to cover the consequences of these measures, and we have a clear sense now that the Muslim community is feeling as being targeted. And of course, this is a vicious circle, and it will create the grounds for future radicalization. And we fear very much that this fear will lead to more security measures being adopted. This will, in turn, create more fractures among the French society.
After 9/11, when the United States was in the very same sort of knee-jerk reaction to terrorist violence, the French government cautioned us about overreaction. The government seems to have thrown caution to the wind.
Yeah, totally. We lose our sense of reflecting upon past errors, and I think we need now, and what we would have needed from the French government, is this time for serenity and leaving us the time to reflect about the causes, because the causes of what had happened are very complex. I think they find their roots in, of course, social, economical problems that we have in France, major problems with French minorities that do not sufficiently identify to what is France. So I think we need to reflect upon this, preventing ourselves from reacting upon fear. And this is what is going on today. And the only thing that is proposed to French citizens is restriction on our liberties and more security. And I think that compared to the January attacks, what is interesting now is that a debate is taking place to question if religion was the main factor of their radicalization. the profile of the terrorists that have been identified so far shows more reject of our society for social reasons, for economical reasons, than religious radicalization.
After 9/11, it was very easy for Congress to pass the Patriot Act with the prodding of the Bush administration. But the legislators at least had the foresight to know that in time cooler heads would prevail and put a sunset provision in the law so that it was significantly re-legislated, what is now called the Freedom Act. Has the French Parliament done the same? Do these measures, giving so much surveillance opportunities to the state, expire in time?
No, the legislation that was passed in May 2015 gives permanent powers to the administration. These are definite laws that will not be revised unless, of course, there is a change in political will to do so. But there is no limited period for these pieces of legislation.
Clémence, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Clémence Bechtard is a Paris-based lawyer for the International Federation for Human Rights.
Coming up, why the Patriot Act doesn't matter.
This is On the Media.